You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello, Critical Hit fans. I hope you are ready for your weekend, or if you're already into your weekend, I hope you're enjoying it. Got a lot of great things to share this week. We had so many awesome people step up to the plate in the last week to become patrons at patreon.com/majorspoilers, including Bad Joke Bespoke, Cynthia, Darren, and Michael, who all became brand new patrons this week, and Robert, who increased their pledge this week. That's really great. But you know who's missing here? It's you. That's right. We would love for you to be able to listen to next week's episode before everyone else. We would love for you to be able to access character sheets. We would love for you to join us in our secret Critical Hit channel over on our Major Spoilers Discord so that you can talk all about the cool things that are going on. I also think that that's the only place where Kevin shows up online, so you can go in and go into those chat rooms and talk to him directly. But the only way you can access all that stuff is when you become a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. When you become a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers, you get access to a bunch of other stuff, bonus content, extra shows, character sheets, access to secret Discord channels. Plus, you get to join a growing community of really awesome people. All for $5 a month. I know some of you may not be able to afford $5 a month, and that is fine. Totally, totally understand. But if you are someone that could afford $5 a month, why not support your favorite shows like Critical Hit? The more people that we have join our growing community of fans, the more things we can do, the more experiences we can create for you. And listen, all we're asking for is $5 a month at the silver level. Granted, we have other levels that you could go into as well. But did you know that there are other podcasts that use Patreon and they charge you per episode that's released? So if you're paying like $5 per episode, if they release 6 episodes that month, that's $30 that they expect out of you. We're only asking for $5. So if you can afford it and you want to see this show grow and you want to see us do a whole lot more things, then head over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. You can listen to next week's show, and I'll give you a heads up. Next week, new campaign, new characters, a new GM. Well, he's an old GM, but he's a new GM in this case. In the meantime, here is part 2 of The Magical Forest. Take care. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk with you again. Same time, next week, same podcast RSS feed. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. We are deep in it, ladies and gentlemen. And only Rodrigo knows what's going to happen next.
That's right. So last time
on Critical Hit,
we were playing Fate.
Yes.
Fate Accelerated, in fact, where a bunch of little forest critters had successfully escaped an ambush by a bunch of giant forest beetles. Does that sound right?
That does.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
All while not dropping the cake.
That's right.
Very also, important.
All while carrying an enormous cake. To start out, let's go through the characters again. So if you want to say who you're playing and maybe a little bit of description for each character.
I'm Barry McMuffin. I'm the apprentice to the greatest baker in all of Hoplin. What is that? Hoplin. And it is my sworn duty to deliver this cake to the city so I don't disappoint the baker. Also, I'm apparently 3 feet tall and wearing a little apprentice baker's cap. And around my waist, I have all sorts of little spices tucked away in my pockets.
Okay. Who else?
And that's Barry McMuffin.
Yeah. Yep.
And looking at him, you may wonder, where are Crackle and Pop? Well, I can tell you where Pop is. Kenny Kablam, who is a tiny little mystic with big red pointy hair, kind of like Jim Carrey, and robes and a hat, and blows things up and does not by any means have a voice as deep and sonorous as the one you're hearing right now.
Okay. Who else?
Autumn Leaf is the ranger. She's wearing, like, you know, fairly basic clothing, very well travel worn, good boots, you know, has leaves in her hair and probably a lot fair bit of dirt from running around and digging for a place to hide from these beetles.
Mm-hmm.
And she is accompanied by a squirrel who I think is played by Rob, who is not in this recording. Oh, there he is. Never mind.
I am. I am right here on your shoulder.
Your name was Raspberry and it confused me.
Yes. Oh, yes, I am playing the ranger's animal companion, Raspberry, a little red squirrel.
Okay.
And I am playing Clyde Clovis, the layabout, a disheveled gentleman wearing some heavily patched coveralls and has a mop of tangled curly hair, and who is... lying down after the running off from some scary beetles.
Okay. So after that encounter, we'll give everybody an action point. But Barry, Autumn, and Kenny get an additional action point. So those three get two action points.
Is there a maximum number of fate points that we can get?
There isn't. There's a maximum number that you can keep, but it doesn't matter because it's a one shot, right? So,
okay. Yep.
Next session, your like refresh score would like come into play, but you guys literally, I didn't even give you a refresh score because we're only playing one game.
So, can we use those fate points to remove stress?
No, stress just goes away. So, any stress that you took, you have a little bit of time to rest. So all the stress goes away.
Boy, I wish.
Our heroes find their way to a little grove that is away from the beetles, while the beetles and the buzzy beetle eater square off somewhere now several yards away, where they won't notice the party now. What do you guys do?
I want to check the cake and make sure that it's okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take a nap.
Barry can put down the cake, open the box, and it seems to be okay. It hasn't. You guys were very careful not to shift it around too much, so it's actually looking just fine.
Phew.
I'm going to look around while he's examining the cake to try to plot us our next steps on the journey, hopefully with less beetles.
Okay. You start looking around. You hear something from some brambles. It kind of sounds like somebody is like talking.
I'll listen closely.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's like, "Help! Help! I'm stuck in the brambles."
Do I know of any things that, like, you know, mimic voices that might be a trap or?
Yeah, it could be. there's lots of mischievous things in the forest.
She tries to like look a little closer and says like, are you really stuck in the brambles, or are you a spirit that's just going to mess with me?
Oh, I would never mess with you. I'm stuck in the brambles. I'm pretty deep in there. I was looking for chocoberries.
Who are you?
My name is Edna.
Do I know anyone named Edna?
Mm-mm. No, but there are other, like, you know, kind of like friendly humanoid populations around the forest. It's not just the hoplites, so this could be like a, you know, dwarf or something.
Sure. She'll say, chill, but Raspberry, would you check it out?
Sure. I will run into the, I will run into the brush and see what I can find.
Okay. Yeah, when you run in, there is this like big brambly tangle, and something does appear to be tangled in it, but it's pretty hard to tell because it's all sort of uniformly the same color. It's like a dark gray.
All right.
The squirrels have color vision.
It's actually bright yellow, but he thinks it's dark gray. No, it's
magical squirrels sure do.
Yeah, you're magical enough that you have a normal vision, above average vision.
Help!
A hand comes out of the brambles towards Autumn. It appears to be like the hand of a little old lady.
Oh,
help!
Okay. And she'll like, grab the hand and try to pull her out.
Okay. Yeah, she's really, really stuck in there.
Can I try to carefully unravel some of the brambles, pull them away, chew them away, etc.?
Yep, definitely. It's still going to take like a little bit of force to get her out.
I'll try using my knife to cut some of the brambles away on my end, too.
Okay.
Oh, be careful.
I'm always careful. Except for when I'm quick. Then I'm quick and careful.
Oh. Maybe those strapping boys can help.
Clyde, get over here.
Yeah, what is it?
Help this little old lady.
How can I help you?
Another hand comes out.
Take the hand.
Okay, start pulling.
Yep.
All right, yeah, you guys are making some progress, but it's still kind of slow going.
I too shall help.
Okay. When you go over to help, do you like grab onto one of the hands that's already out?
No, I'll grab the third hand.
Okay. A third hand comes out.
And I pull.
Okay. Let me get an overcome check from Barry. And it's gotta be either quick or careful.
I don't know what's going on. I think I'm going to be careful in this with this person. I just know that this seems to be a distraction. Yeah. I roll with
you. Don't want to hurt the old lady.
Yeah, that's you notice a weird something weird moving along the ground towards the cake.
Ah, no, not my cake. I rush over to try to kick it out of the way.
Okay. It appears to be like part of the ground when you kick it. And its shadow kind of like scoots under the cake. And then the cake lifts up as there's this kind of like basically this like two-dimensional like grayish shadow lifting it up.
Oh no, guys.
the hands that you guys are pulling on kind of turn to dust.
It's a trap!
What I get for being nice! Curse you, yeah. Fake little old lady!
Yeah, you guys... some of you at least, those who would be educated in it, recognize this as the Plorphalite.
Mm. Oh,
some
no.
Sort of mischievous creature.
Oh my god. Plorphalites are even more dangerous than Doomaflatchies.
Yeah.
We are in huge
and
trouble.
The Plorphalite is like, thanks for the cake, suckers! And starts just running away with the cake.
Eldritch Flame!
Yep,
don't
you guys
torch
get a chance
the
to
cake!
Do that. Alright, so this guy takes off running. While he does so, again, it's sort of like a amorphous shadow that it's like roughly humanoid. But as he runs, a pair of wings sprout out, but then he doesn't take off flying. The wings just sort of like jiggle around and they make a noise, which you guys recognize as a buzzy beetle noise. And suddenly the trees are alive with juvenile buzzy beetles that are attracted to the noise. So let's see. The good news is you guys don't have to worry about who's carrying the cake now. I get this is, this is not exactly right, but here are you guys chasing after it. Here's a bunch of bugs that are attracted to it and are gnashing, but also kind of following it. And here's the Plorphalite. Basically, you guys have to get past the beetles and try to steal the cake back from the Plorphalite in order to do this. And this will be itself an encounter. So if you have encounter, start of encounter stuff, you can use it here as well.
I'd like to use my Bond of Battle then, start of encounter, to give Raspberry an aspect. So I'm thinking something okay. Like, you know, fast on his feet, so that he can, like, you know, try to get a jump on this.
Sure. Go ahead and roll it.
Okay. Right. It's so I'll use quick because it's all.
I think it specifically says it's confusing because it says like I think you have to do it carefully.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Roll too carefully. Yeah, fair enough. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's that's how fate words things, and it
gotcha.
You know, you can just read past it if you don't remember the aspects. Yeah.
I've got one.
Okay, that'll do it. No free invokes. Actually, I think you get a free invoke no matter what. So,
sweet.
I would also like to use quick wits to figure out the best way to bring down the Plorphalite.
Okay, you're trying to discover an aspect of the Plorphalite?
Aspect of the enemy, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Two.
Okay, yes, the Plorphalite is... So the Plorphalite doesn't understand non-Plorphalites. That's why that old lady had too many hands. So one thing that can be used against it is that it doesn't really know or care, but it doesn't know anything about you guys or your abilities or probably even these beetles. It's just something that he discovered that he could do. So that's something you have. And you do get a free invoke of this again because Barry discovered it. It mainly goes to Barry unless he explains this to someone else.
Okay.
So how do we know if an ability is to be used at the beginning of the round? Will it actually state it?
Yep. It'll say, a stunt will say at the beginning of the encounter, okay. You can do that. And basically, some of you have things that allow you to put that give you a bonus to create an aspect. And some of you have mm-hmm. things that allow you to create an aspect for free, but then you don't get a bonus. And some of you actually ended up without anything that creates an aspect, but that's fine because you also don't want to create you know, you also don't want everybody always creating aspects. Anything else as we start? Okay, so basically what needs to happen here is somebody needs to overcome the wall of bugs, which is an overcome action. And then they need to do another overcome action to take the cake away from the Plorphalite.
Okay. I would like to try and overcome the wall of bugs.
Okay.
Because I have the ability to cleverly overcome an obstacle with my book magic stunt.
Okay.
So clearly, in the book, on page 257, it says that the immature Buzzy Beetle is actually afraid of the noise of the Norwegian Jarlsberry.
Okay.
So, I would like to cleverly overcome it by making the noise of the Norwegian Jarlsberry, which goes like this. Yak! Yak!
Okay.
That's the noise.
All right.
So, do I have... There's nothing upon which I can call for this other than just my overcome and the stunt itself.
Correct.
Is this correct? Okay.
At least at this point. Actually, I'll say that the forest floor is still uneven.
The floor is lava?
Yeah. So the forest floor being uneven is probably not going to help you mimic a creature.
But wait. The Norwegian Jarlsberry noise can actually bounce off of the uneven floor and echo to make it sound like multiple Norwegian Jarlsberries on their way in.
All right, I'll allow it if you want to spend the fifth point.
Yak, 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 yak. Yak, 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 yak. Because
I'll allow it if you want to spend the fate point.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
I will spend a fate point. Will that give me another plus two?
That gives you another plus two, yeah.
All right. So we are going to overcome the bugs with a 9.
Ah, that'll do it.
Yak, 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 yak.
He makes the mystic makes a weird noise and scares enough bugs away that he's able to run over to where the Plorphalite is. Who wants to go next?
I will.
Okay.
Going to quickly catch up to the Plorphalite.
And okay.
See if we can stop him. Because I don't think Raspberry can hold the cake.
Can carry the cake.
We'll use the fast on his feet. Going quick, use fast on his feet. Can I use my limber stunt plus two to overcome rolls involving agility or stealth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Six?
Six will do it.
My best roll tonight has been nil.
Ouch.
Who is next?
I'll try basically sprinting up to the Plorphalite. You know, she's, even though he's it's a creature of this forest, like so is the ranger. So she knows how to move quickly and deal with the terrain. So I'm going to try to get close to it and get that cake.
What approach are you using?
I'm using quick.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay. I got 7.
Wow. You guys are rolling high.
Except for Rob.
Well, Rob is tagging high.
That's fair.
Okay, yep. You are able to circumvent the wall of bugs by jumping on trees and just basically are able to get around that. Who is next?
I guess it is me.
Okay.
I am going to try to get around this wall of bugs by being very methodical and noticing that these trees are full of a sticky sap. And if I run by the tree and hit it just right, it will drop a big old glop of sap on these bugs and hold them in place as I skirt around them.
Okay. Yep. That sounds good.
So I'm going to be using careful, and then I get my plus two to carefully, or yeah. So I'm using methodical which is a plus two, and then I'm also using careful as a plus three. Is that how that works?
Careful plus three, and methodical plus two to carefully overcome an obstacle. Yeah, so five.
Okay. I roll a four.
Okay. You are unable to overcome the wall of bugs.
Boo! Wall of bugs!
You hit the sap, and it does kind of glop onto some of them, but then you run too close to them, and now you've got bugs sticking to you.
Bah!
And then Brian?
I'm thinking that Clyde, seeing the wall of bugs and thinking that that's too much trouble, he looks around for a old barrel hole he can just climb into and walk under past the bugs.
Okay.
So he's going to try to overcome using a clever burrow to sneak by. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. One.
Okay. That is not going to do it. You kind of get stuck in the under log or whatever.
I wasn't really trying that hard.
Okay. All right. So then the Plurfolite will look behind him and see that you guys are very close to him. One of his shadow hands will extend and turn into a fly swatter, and basically he's going to try to swat all three of you in one go. So this is an attack.
Well, he can't.
I'm going to quickly...
Yes, you each get to declare, so go ahead, Sam.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to basically, like, quickly kip back as, like, he even, like, fly swats. He doesn't understand us very well, so he actually starts flying too hard and almost makes, like, a little bit of wind, and she'll use that to just quickly dart away from him.
Okay. You're going to get that free invoke?
Yes.
Okay.
So the invoke adds what?
Plus two.
Two? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rob, what's Raspberry doing to not get swatted?
Actually, so if I take this invoke, am I taking it away from someone else?
Yeah, it goes away.
Okay, you know what? I'll leave it because I actually get a plus two to defend quickly anyways, so I'll leave it for someone who needs it more.
Okay.
I say I'm going to dodge roll under the swat to get the same plus two to defend quickly.
Okay. Coordinated dodge roll.
Yep.
We practiced this.
Cool. All right. So we still have in play that non-plurflight thing, but I don't know.
Yeah, you can take it.
I probably ought to because I don't necessarily have big giant bonuses like you guys with your bonuses. But I'm going to flashily do some sort of incredibly cute backflip thing.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
You're going.
How are you tagging the. Are you tagging the. Doesn't understand our powerful lights?
If I can, yes.
Yeah, you have to bridge that.
Like, okay.
How does it not understanding what you're made of help?
Right.
That?
Okay, so I have a spine and bones, and it presumes that I can't do things like this, but I'm going to do a thing that looks like I have no spine or bones. So instead of running forward towards it like we've all been doing, I'm going to run backwards and then be upside down for a moment. And it's going to be very confused at what I'm doing because it's going to be one of those cool things where you're just like, whoa, Cirque du Soleil.
Okay. Okay. Sure. I'll allow
buy that.
Yeah.
Okay. Four.
Okay. Let's see what it rolls.
See, I totally needed that bonus. Because otherwise I'm going to get melted.
All right.
I got melted.
Did everybody else already roll? So that's a five, a four, and a four?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's going to get a six.
Ugh.
The squirrel and the mystic are going to take two stress, and the ranger is going to take one stress. But it is going to stun you to the other side of the bug wall.
Boo. I should have taken that advantage. Oh, well.
All of us? Okay. Back where we came from?
Yep. So let's talk about what's going on here. Sort of mechanically. After you guys all go, the Plorphalite's going to take an attack, and anyone it hits is going to get knocked back. So there might be a way for you guys to get over and take the cake before that happens. If you guys want to talk about it.
Yes, let's talk about it. Tell us how, like, that would happen.
Yeah, very much. Like, first off, what do you see when you see this battlefield?
Bugs.
I see a cake.
And my cake.
Or what don't you see when you look at this battlefield?
Us winning.
Steven.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good point.
Zing.
why would that be? What isn't present that maybe was present in the last one?
Well, there were a lot more minions. There aren't enough aspects on here.
Things to tag.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Like, if you can just look at this roll, the Plorphalite gets a +6 to hit you guys, right?
Yeah, that's too much. So we need
your
to be
options.
Able to
your options are
aspects.
Either get over there and try to tank the hit.
Yep.
Or try to figure out some way to maybe take a double action in some weird way. Also getting past the Fair. Bugs is not easy. It's actually they have a plus, or it's you have to overcome a 6 to get past the bugs.
Sure.
So you guys just rolled really well that first time. So how do you guys want to approach it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could certainly help one another. You know,
the getting help action.
That would definitely boost a bunch of people. But I mean, think creating
you guys,
those aspects might be the best thing.
Yeah, you guys can create aspects on each other or scene aspects or whatever. I will also allow you guys to make overcome actions for each other. So if
Ooh.
You think that your best shot is to get
someone else past the bugs,
you can do that. And then that person would still have their action, presumably, to try to take the cake.
That's so. Cool.
Yes.
Like when you say we can put an aspect on somebody. But it wouldn't be a specific, like if I have a stunt that says put an aspect on an enemy, it wouldn't be something that we could put an aspect on somebody with that stunt.
You can try and put an aspect on the Plorphalite, and that could, you guys could tag it to reduce his attack.
Sure.
Ooh, that's
so I'm guessing that I have the highest dodge. So if someone can get me past the bugs and like put an aspect on him, I can probably deal with the attack.
I can probably get you past the bugs. I have a base +5 to overcoming things stealthily.
Oh, nice.
And I can definitely very put an aspect on him, but what that aspect would do would basically be, no matter what it is, it'd be a +2 for, or a -2 for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, once it's on there, you guys can spend action points to keep tagging it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should have just spent an action. Whatever. Learning the system.
Yeah, fate points. Yeah.
Fate point. Yep.
Yep. I did run a game that had action points for like 10 years. So it's hard to.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
They're points.
Yeah.
So
player currency.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right.
I would like to try and sneak Autumn past the bugs.
Okay.
Basically sneaking myself and then kind of showing her the path to get him past while getting the bugs away from her.
Okay.
I'd like to tag the uneven floors. The uneven
floor. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. You have to spend a point on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And since I'm doing this stealthily, I get a +2, so I've got a +7.
Oof.
Why?
It happens. Sometimes you roll a -2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's next in trying to get Sam over?
Did you want
to try a reroll?
I'm going to do a reroll. I had two fate points. I might as well spend them all.
Okay. You have to tag. Tagging fast. Okay.
Yep. Really?
Wowie, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Same job.
I give up. I quit.
So is there a way to attack the Plorphalite from this side of the bug wall?
You can, but your attacks, an actual attack is not going to do much. There's a way to like try and put aspects on them. You can do that the way that.
Yeah,
you
that's what I was. That's what I was thinking of doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, You guys have access. Yeah, you guys don't have to be next to him to put an aspect on him. You don't necessarily have to be away from him to attack him, but generally speaking, your attacks are not going to do much to him.
Okay. Okay. So, can I see if this works? I would like to reach into my pocket and pull out a bunch of like little bits of confectionery confetti. You know, that you might sprinkle on stuff, cupcakes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I want to hurl that entire bag at the Plorphalite, hoping that it'll burst and cause a distraction on the Plorphalite so that when it's trying to attack other people, it's can't figure out what all these sparkly things are flying around it.
Sure.
Is that something that I can do?
That sounds great. Yep.
Okay. I am going to try to be very careful in my aim. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whoops. So that'll give me a +3, and then I'm going to use my baking magic, which would give me a +1. I'm going to use, do our boosts carry over from our last battle or no?
No.
Okay. Then I'm also going to use one of my fate points. I currently have 4.
Okay.
Ah, shoot. Roll 4DF. +3, +1, +2. And I got a 5.
Okay. That is enough for 2 free invokes.
Okay.
So we'll say so covered in
distracting
sprinkles.
Confetti. Yeah, covered in sprinkles.
Sure. That distracting confetti is fine, too. Distractingly decorated.
The Plorphalite realizes it looks fabulous with this confetti all over it.
So are we all allowed to do something at this point? It's just like
you're taking turns, right? So that was Steven's turn. Rob took a disastrous turn.
I got a thing.
So 3 of you are still up.
I got a thing. I would like to hex him, forcefully hexing him. To put an aspect on him.
Okay.
Okay, so he is currently covered in confetti.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
I would like to immolate that confetti, and I will put an aspect on him of Nicolas Cage at the end of The Wicker Man.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. There's something we can do later, then.
Okay. Everybody calls Nick Cage in The Wicker Man.
No, but it does involve actually, flames.
I didn't like the original, I like the original more, so we're going to go with Christopher Plummer in The Wicker Man. 6.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
So that was your aspect plus...
Summer is it coming in.
Yeah, so that's +2 for forceful, and then +2 for your stunt, right?
Yes.
So he's on fire?
Yes.
He's inside a fire basket.
Basket of fire.
Yes, basket of fire. I think. What did you roll, Steven, for 5? That
I rolled a
for 2.
I rolled a 6. Yes.
Okay.
I rolled a 5. Sorry, I rolled a 5.
All right. So there you go. Who's next?
Clyde, can you get me past the bugs, or should I try to do that?
Well, Clyde's currently stuck underground. I was kind of wondering if perhaps it really wouldn't help you get past the bugs on this round, but maybe help set something up. Could he?
Yeah, this is looking like it's going to be a setup round.
Legit. Yeah.
Would I be able to use my slacking magic to create a geyser to rocket me out of the ground so I don't have to try to free myself or find my way out?
Okay.
That can then create an aspect that, you know, help her launch over it, maybe.
Okay, sure.
All right, so using sneaking with a plus two with that stunt. And a plus two for my previous.
Yep.
10. Wow, that was 4 pluses.
Okay, so you're creating an aspect here?
Yes.
All right. Let's go with geothermal instability. And yes, yeah, use your magic to find a little tiny geyser. But when between your magic and you like stopping it when you jump into it, it causes this whole area of the forest to start erupting in similar geysers.
Excellent.
Sam?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide what's even good now. We've got so much other aspects already. You could
use that geothermal instability to boost you over the wall.
Yeah, but, sure, that's fair.
Yep, if you think you can tank the hit,
yeah,
right, because after all you guys go, he takes a swing, so...
Yeah.
Are there enough aspects here for you to take that hit?
Yeah, I mean, I think there probably is at that point for me to tank the hit and then try to grab it on my turn, considering my dodge is already pretty good. So then, yeah, she'll try to, like, kind of nod out of surprise for Clyde doing something position herself so that she can ride one of those geothermal gusts above the bugs.
Okay. Going to do it quickly?
Yes.
Okay.
So... So then I'll invoke the geothermal instability.
Okay.
So 9. Holy crap.
Yep, 9 will do it.
Yeah.
Zoop. Okay.
And so all you have to do is get the cake and come back, or do we have to?
I have to not get hit and then on my action get the cake.
Yep.
Okay.
I will point out, though, if you want the cake to be pristine at the end of this, you probably need two people on one side of the bug wall.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Well, I'll try to soak the hit if then you focus on getting someone else over on the other side of the bug wall.
Yeah. Since you can take your move last, you can try and do it like after somebody else gets through.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also have... your fate points allow you to have an extra action, right?
No, not really.
It really only did that with the special rules for the cake.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's maneuvering the cake gave you the ability to, or you could spend fate points to move the cake without spending an action.
Okay.
Yeah. It's my own fault for calling them action points all the time.
But yeah, someone who isn't a squirrel should come over and help me.
Okay, so the Plurifolite is going to again extend a shadow limb, which is going to turn into like a big axe, and it's going to like do like a wide chopping motion at you.
I'm gonna have it between the smoke being generated by the basket of fire and the decorations, I think it swings pretty wildly. And it also, doesn't quite know how an axe works, because I'll go ahead and spend a fate point on not.
Doesn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because like that's not a thing that poor flies carry around. It's like it's fancy, but it doesn't really
that's
know
fair.
How to use it.
Ooh, shiny.
So yeah, so I'll spend one of the fate points, and then so I'm evoking those three aspects.
Yep.
And so they stack.
They do stack.
Plus, I have my own dodge roll to defend quickly, so that's going to be a lot.
Yep.
Math.
Just go ahead and roll it.
Okay.
All right, you take it, and you get a boost because you succeed with style. Woo! So you're able to dodge the Plurifolite's attack.
Nice.
All right. Top of the round.
Score.
Oh, man. It's getting kind of tight. Yeah, I'm gonna say that Clyde is actually still airborne.
Okay.
All right, who wants to go?
I can try and sneak someone past again. Third tries the charm and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use that geothermal instability one.
That's true. Who are you sneaking past?
Barry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna use the geothermal instability to basically put the geyser between the bugs and the berry and show them the timing on it. And ha-ha!
There you go.
There you go.
Even
hey.
To get a sep.
Did you spend any fate points on that?
I did not.
You just tagged the geothermal instability?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Barry, thanks to Raspberry, Barry finds a way past the bugs without getting messed up by the bugs. What else? Who wants to go next?
I think, would it be like...
yeah,
do we
so
want
could
more
I
people
just...
on the side of the wall? Or
no, I think
how
that
do we need
I,
to grab
can,
the cake?
So yeah, can I grab it now? And oh, sorry, go on.
Can I add another aspect to him if I've got one active out there?
Sure.
That yeah, might it's like, make it easy, even it, easier for her to grab the cake. Or for someone
yeah
to grab
like right now you guys basically have two rolls to try and grab the cake and two people that haven't gone yet, so might as well throw some aspects on it, right?
Yep. Once again, I think I will hex him.
Okay.
And I will hex him with the aspect of slow.
Okay.
Three.
All right. That is not going to get you, or it'll get you one free invoke, because I guess you always get one at least.
One invoke? Okay.
Slow. One free invoke, yeah.
Slow. That's good. I mean, according to my sheet here, the ladder.
Cool. Okay, so he does slow down a little bit. You got anything, Brian?
Largely, I was just thinking about... getting past the bugs. If I was airborne, could I kind of slip my coveralls and kind of hold on to the straps and make into a makeshift parachute and cleverly ride the currents to get past them?
Yes.
Okay. I will try that.
Okay.
Four.
Yeah, so it's got to be six to get past the bugs.
Yep. Negatory.
Okay.
When did the patches come off?
Yep. You're start losing altitude.
So if one of us grabs the cake, then what do we need to do?
So if one of you successfully grabs the cake, and there's two of you there, then that should be it.
Okay.
So you have to make a contested roll against them to basically grab the cake away from him. This is an overcome action as well.
Okay. So yes, I think I want to try and grab the cake.
Okay.
And I'm going to, as I do this, I'm going to be very methodical in the way that I'm doing this. And I need to be very careful in the way that I'm grabbing this cake. But noticing that the Plurifolite is kind of holding on to that cake a little bit, I'm going to pull out a little canister of cooking oil and squirt it on the areas where he's holding the Plurifolite. I don't know if it's he, but the Plurifolite is holding the cake to help kind of grease the wheel on that. And then I think I need to use the distractingly decorated aspect because it's, you know, too busy being distracted for that as well. And then, oh man, I wonder if I should go ahead and throw in the aspect of it's slow. So any reaction that's going on, it's not going to really understand what's going on there as well.
I mean, you could throw it all in there, but I'll tell you this, using cooking oil. So two things. First off,
I was going to set the,
there's not a lot of ways to be careful about grabbing the cake away from him.
Okay.
Using cooking oil though is clever. So if you want to do it that way.
Okay. But that doesn't allow me to use my methodical aspect. That's fine. I can go ahead and be clever about it. I can throw in the baking oil and the slow and the distracted.
Okay.
And a fade point.
Okay. A fade point tagging what?
Tagging the clever, I guess. Right?
No, you have to tag aspect.
Okay. That the Plurifolite doesn't understand what this oily substance is on it. But the Plurifolite doesn't understand these things.
Okay. All right, you've got
let's see.
You've got plus six from aspects coming in.
No, let's see. I have two from clever.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I have one from the baking magic, yep. And then yes, six from the aspects.
Okay,
I got a seven.
Okay,
I rolled for nothing on
that other stuff.
Well, I got a six.
Phew! Thank goodness.
You got the cake.
The giant cake box slides into my hand. Fortunately, the oil that I used is a low temperature oil. So it doesn't catch on fire.
Yep. All right. You guys have the cake. What do you do?
Run.
All right. You guys take off running laterally into the forest.
Yes.
The Plurifolite is like, hey, get back here with my cake.
I'll never trust the little things again.
So you guys run and... wouldn't you know it, you run and run and run, and you get to the edge of the forest.
Oh, thank goodness. Did we run in the right direction, or did we run back?
Yes, you find yourselves...
Hobbiton.
You find yourselves at the edge of the what you guys call the Human Kingdom, which probably has an actual name, but...
Yeah, it's Arthur.
There is a smoky smell in the air as you guys come out of the forest. And then you'd realize that something might be wrong. You see some of the huts that are on the outside of the city catching on fire, and you know, humans in like horseback, like setting fire to things and like stabbing people with spears and stuff.
This is not good.
This isn't good.
You hear somebody yell, "Death to the tyrant on his birthday!" And we will wrap it up there.
We all pull a Homer Simpson and slide back into the bushes.
Split the cake five ways.
Five ways.
Nobody has to know.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Yep. So, what'd you think, Sam? This was your first time playing Fate.
It was fun. I mean, I'm not normally as big a fan of narrative games. So I'm a little bit nervous about, I guess, coming up with mechanical things on the fly. But I think that in because the effect is always basically the same. Like, it's not like I'm creating something that Rodrigo then has to live with for the rest of the campaign. I think it worked for me. And I thought this was a really cute idea.
And the nice thing is, one of the best things about Fate is it's a collaborative world building. So, if the wizard wants to cast a cone of silence around the cake or whatever, I mean, that's something that everybody can pretty much live with. Or if you want to get wild and crazy with some of your aspects, I mean, providing that everybody's okay with it, I think that's one of the benefits of Fate. I really like the Fate system. It's super easy to learn. We should be saying Fate Accelerated, because we're not doing Fate Core.
It seems extremely versatile.
Yeah, and like I said, the Fate Accelerated book is only like 45 pages long, and that's everything you need to know to run a game of Fate. So it's super quick and easy to learn.
Rodrigo.
What were you going to say, Matthew?
When we put the force field around the cake, and I said, now if we can only keep it from exploding, could that not have allowed people, if I wasn't being too oblique, to blow up the shield that was there, right? That was like something they could call upon.
They could have tagged it,
and I think Rob did to blow up the shield.
Yeah,
did he? Did he blow up the shield? Okay,
he just didn't roll. Okay, cool. Enough.
Yeah,
I must have missed that. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Rob.
No, it's fine.
Yes. We like your squirrel.
That's
right. Yeah,
sometimes you have a character who's beloved who rolls for crap, and then they're never heard from again.
No. That would be Brian's character. We always heard from him.
Right, right, right.
So, Rodrigo, if I am not mistaken, a couple of years ago on the GM roundtable, there was a game that we played where I gave everybody kind of a concept and everybody had to come up with a one-shot session for that concept. And you did one about baby, who's got the baby? And you had thing about you have to either hold the baby or have to give the baby away. Is that not what you did here in this game?
It is. It's a variation on that, right? On that game, somebody's holding the baby and the baby gave you mostly penalties, but I think a bonus to flashy. But only one player is holding the baby, right? If you get hit, you have to pass the baby to someone else.
Mm.
Here, the cake requires two players, right? So there's always has to be like two players engaging with the cake. So it's a little different, but it's the same idea. It's just kind of like having a card on the board that changes the shape of the encounter, right? It's like no matter what, you always have to be concerned with the cake. So it's like the cake gives you a bonus to one of the aspects. So do you try to hold on to the cake and get that bonus? And then later on when you get attacked, you're like, well, I maybe can't use that aspect for X, Y, and Z, so I'm going to get hit. It just adds another, literal layer of things to the game.
Yeah. It's a fun kind of hot potato thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just something I noticed the minute that it was, you have to hold on to it and then there's a penalty. I was like, oh, this feels like the baby situation.
Yep, it's like,
and
the baby.
For those of you. Yeah, and for those of you who are not part of our Patreon, patreon.com/majorspoilers, we run a panel discussion every so often, try to do it every month, called the GM Roundtable, where we sit down and talk about ways to be a better GM. And if you become a patron today, now, you can have access to all of the GM Roundtables, and you can go back and listen to that episode where everybody builds kind of a little encounter, and you can kind of hear how Rodrigo, the baby situation, how he's changed it, manipulated it, and how it works here. And you can find out more about that over on our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoiler. So I had a lot of fun. Hopefully everybody got some tasty cake at the end of this. Hopefully we don't get into too much trouble at the end.
Oh, yeah.
But I really enjoyed this. Thank you, Rodrigo,
got
for running
in
that
one last shot of, burn down the patriarchy and... all royals are bastards. And
to be sure, I try to end all of my one shots as though the adventure could continue.
Sure,
right?
No,
with with rich people burning, basically.
Well, yeah, there's that. Definitely, yeah. No love lost to the monarchy, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. There will be, well, instead of cake, we will eat the rich.
Yep.
Yes, there you go.
Nom, nom.
Will this adventure continue? You'll have to find out by tuning in next week to Critical Hit. And until then, here's hoping all of your fate dice come up all pluses.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.